Well, I'd invite you to take out your art card that was in your liturgy, and on the back of it is the theme song for this evening, What Child Is This? And I would just invite you to, between now and tomorrow, take a quiet moment to yourself and just flip it over and sit with the words of this 19th century hymn, carol, and ponder these things in your heart. The theology is rich. The story is all there. And there is also an invitation. The caroler set us off on a journey tonight, asking a question, what child is this? And shortly answered it for us by saying, this is Christ, the King. And then after a few moments of the lyrics playing through, the invitation comes to everyone. So then, let loving hearts enthrone him. Storytellers and artists through the centuries have been enthralled with this story. This moment, the nativity of the Christ, the day when Jesus was born, and God answered the longing of every soul and every prayer. A Savior was given. And so tonight I've selected an 18th century painting. It probably immediately looks a little sentimental. It is a picture of the Holy Family. But again, artists through the centuries have been painting this same portrait. This little family, which has captured the hearts and the minds of people across the globe. And so tonight, I'd like to think about what it might look like for us in the 21st century to enthrone this child, this one called Jesus, who is the Christ. That word enthrone actually might not be the first word that you think of when you think of Jesus. It's a word maybe we don't use too often, and so maybe it's lost some meaning. But enthrone means to literally give place, to set in place this one, and then to give all authority, to acknowledge the power and the authority of this one called Christ the King. And I wonder if we don't immediately think of big palaces or golden thrones where big kings or queens sit on. But our artist tonight tells us that's not the kind of throne that is pictured here. Rather, it's the throne of human hearts and a little family with a little home and a very humble beginning. So I'd like you to look for just a moment and think about what it might look like for you to enthrone Jesus. Just think about that word, enthrone. How might you imagine it for yourself tonight? To give place, to ascribe authority, to let him rule and reign. I don't think it's too easy to let him rule and reign. I think it's easier to sing about it. But the artist seems to help us, to be our assistant tonight. And so let me just walk through a few things that I've found that might help give place to Jesus tonight. Christ is in full light, where Mary and Joseph are shadowed. The full attention, the spotlight, if you will, is on Jesus. It reminded me of that one who came and prepared the way. We heard his story earlier, John the Baptist, and he said, when seeing Jesus, he must increase while I must decrease. The full light is centered on Jesus. And then just look at that chubby baby. This is a very fleshly little cuddly boy. It reminds me of just the fullness of life, the beauty and the joy of a new child. And yet that baby is clutching a cross. And I think the artist means to tell us something about the life and the authority of Christ. He would bring the fullness of life through the cross. And Mary seems to embody, to enfold, to embrace all of it, the joy and the shadow of suffering. And this is a whole life given. This is a whole life with its joys and its suffering embraced, commingled as we hold and enthrone Jesus. And so look at Mary. There's a certain posture she takes, her hand holding her head is a posture of thinking. She is the one described as pondering these things. This is a picture of a reflective life, taking moments to reflect on Christ, thinking about Christ. And then with her other arm, she cradles him. With her whole body, she holds him, paying attention, discerning, focused, encircling the one that she loves and adores. And look at the man, Joseph, deeper into the shadows, and yet we can catch a glimpse of his upward gaze, his hands clutched, either in joy, praise, or maybe prayer, or all three. This little family tells us something about the focus of their lives. It is beyond themselves. It's looking to another, the source of all life, greater than us, more powerful, the one who is called Comforter, Peace, Almighty, Savior. This Christmas, what would it look like to enter a little bit more into the invitation of enthroning Jesus, giving him place, ascribing to him and giving to him authority to reign and rule, to cradle him in your heart, to trust him with your life? We come to the end of our service now, and another tradition is candle lighting. And you all have a candle. And I'd like to take you back to our colic prayer at the beginning as a way to somehow hold this prayer we started with. And as we light it, we recall the prayer of our heart. Almighty God, in the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, you have poured on us the new light of your incarnate word and shown us the fullness of your love. The fullness of your love. And then this is our request. Help us to walk in his light, to dwell in his love, that we may know the fullness of his joy, who is alive and reigns, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. So as you light this candle tonight, and as it passes through the community, think about how you want to enthrone Christ tonight. Think about how you want to walk in his light. Think about how you want to respond with a loving heart to receive him, to make him known in the world, to honor and glorify him with your whole life. He has come to you. He has made his home with you.